91X News.
It's 12:04 and minus 15, mostly cloudy at noon. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon, I'm Selena Steele-Klo. The Syrian refugee crisis will be among the topics Prime Minister Justin Trudeau will discuss today with the UN Security General, as the head of the world body pays a visit to Ottawa and Montreal. Trudeau is looking for closer ties with the world body after a decade of pullback from the previous Harper Conservative government. The two are expected to discuss climate change and gender equality. There will be a public funeral in Calgary today for two teenage brothers killed last weekend after they snuck into Canada Olympic Park with some friends for an after-hours slide down the world class bobsled track. 17-year-old twins Jordan and Kevin Caldwell were killed, and six friends were injured when their friend's personal toboggans crashed into a gate. Ontario's new MPP is to be selected today by voters in the Whitby Oshawa riding. The Liberals hope to wrest the seat away from the Tories, who've long held the riding just east of Toronto. The seat opened up last year after Conservative MPP Christian Elliott resigned, months after losing the party's leadership race to Patrick Brown. The Jean Gometry sexual assault trial moves into closing today in Toronto, when the Crown and defense will summarize their arguments before the judge. As Canadian press reporter Adam Burns tells us, the former broadcaster won't be taking the stand.
As an accused, Gometry is under no obligation to testify, and he's pleaded not guilty to all charges against him. His trial heard from three women behind the allegations at the center of the case. All testified that Gometry became violent while kissing them, either by pulling hair, punching, choking, or biting.
Three local athletes will be on the national stage when the 2016 Special Olympic Winter Games open in Cornbrook, Newfoundland. Adam James, Kai Freeland, and Diane Roebuck of the Quinty Blades Speed Skating Club are among the 200 athletes that will compete for Ontario. This is a qualifier for the 2017 Special Olympic World Winter Games in Austria. The Canada Games run from March 1st to the 5th with 800 athletes competing. The government is no longer preparing to house a sizable number of refugees at the military base, the Canadian Forces has confirmed. Bases in Mayford, Borden, and Petawawa, Trenton, and Montreal have been removed from a state of high readiness, leaving only Kingston on alert for refugees. The two remaining bases are able to house approximately 3,000 refugees. Liberals remain committed to seeing the refugees count hit to 25,000 by the end of February. Ontario's new MPP is to be selected today by voters in Whitby and Oshawa riding. The Liberals hope to wrest a seat away from the Tories, who's long held the riding from east of Toronto. There's now a new bus that takes residents from Brighton to Trenton. LaShana Blair-White has the story.
The new bus that goes from Brighton to Trenton was created with seniors in mind, says Shelley Akers, the Accessibility Center administrator.
So they picked some spots that were fairly common areas to where most people that don't have transportation would be in some of the populated areas.
The bus will run each day, Monday to Friday, and stop in strategic locations.
So it's just an opportunity to come into town. They can, do some shopping. They can go to the lab if they've got doctor's appointments. They can go to the hospital here. And they can kind of set it on this schedule, so it kind of gives them the flexibility.
While Akers says the program is only temporary until March, depending on its success, she said the center plans to roll out bigger marketing campaigns in the coming weeks. LaShana Blair-White, QNET News, Belleville.
The number of houses for sale in the Quinte area are down, but they are selling better last month. Last month, 142 homes were sold in the region, according to statistics released by the Quintean District Association of Realtors. However, the number of listings was down last month at 980. There was just over 1,200 homes listed in January last year. With recent news that three golf courses in the area are being sold, some have wondered how this might have affected tourism in the area. Doug Stevenson, the director at Bay of Quinte Tourism, doesn't think it will be an issue no matter how it ends up.
I think, regardless of what happens with these courses, What's important is to note that we're very strong when it comes to golf in the region. It's a big tourism draw.
It has been reported recently that the Oak Hills Golf Course will remain open for golfers following the sale, but the other two courses' futures are very much up in the air. And although golf remains a huge part of tourism in the area, Stevenson thinks Quinte will be just fine, even if it does lose two or three courses.
All of a sudden, we're becoming a premier destination in southeastern Ontario for people to visit because we've got 1,200 kilometers of waterfront. We've got rich history and agriculture. You know, we've got over 30 conservation areas, lots of outdoors. We've got scenic drives, new craft beer. Prince Edward County is the fastest growing wine region in Ontario. You know, we've got all of these assets that people want to come and see, and they want to come back again.
Michael Reynolds of the Quinte West OPP made a proposal to have three bridges in the Quinte West named after three fallen police officers.
I thought it was important as a detachment commander to honor them, not so much in death, but in memory of what they contributed to the community. And I thought it was most appropriate to have three bridges named after them. So that's what we've applied for. And we'll be working through the Ministry of Transportation to get that the final approval.
The three bridges to be named would be the Wooler Road Overpass, the Highway of 401 Bridge over the Trent River, and the Glenn Miller Road 401 Overpass. Governor General David Johnson is concerned about the possibility of a further brain drain in Canada. Canada continues to lag behind other countries in the science and research. Johnson is in Washington promoting Canada as a research hub at the American Association for the Advancement of Science conference. He says Canadians need to fuel as a research agenda so that the more top researchers won't head in the U.S. or overseas to compete their work. Police say an auto man is facing 55 counts following an investigation into a stirring a 54 residential break and enters. Investigators say the break and enters began on December 23, 2015. Police say a 55-year-old man was arrested on Tuesday, allegedly in the process of committing a break-in. Volunteer firefighters in the Belleville area will have a new station in the new future. Within the next couple of weeks, it's expected to the new facility on Old Highway 2 will be open, replacing the old station on Point Avenue Road. Bruce is the deputy chief with the Belleville Fire Department. He says the old building couldn't be used anymore.
Back in 1969, when the township of Thurlow established a fire department, the volunteers had taken that building, converted it over to a fire hall. And it was a 100-year-old building then, so here we are 40 years later.
Gretchen says that the new hall could be open as soon as this week, with the day-to-day operations at the building coming the following weeks.
Remember when cottages looked cottagey? Now your cottage looks more like a house. You even rent it out. But do you have all the right insurance? I'm Bruce Mackey of Mackey Insurance. Cottages today need more complex coverage. Review your policy with someone who's familiar with this countryside. Someone who understands cottage insurance. Visit Mackey Insurance. We're locally owned and we'll make sure your country house, cottage, is covered. 211 Dundas Street East, Belleville.
Be sure. Insure with Mackey Insurance.
Now, sports is next for QNet News. The Edmonton Oilers will try to have a three-game slide with the host of the Toronto Maple Leafs in one of the nine NHL games tonight. The two clubs are tied with 47 points. Tonight's loser will sink on the bottom of the league standings. Almost all the NBA's biggest stars will be heading to Toronto for the All-Star weekend. Stephen Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green of the Golden State Warriors will be there playing for the Western Conference. So will Oklahoma City Thunder due to Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook, and once again Los Angeles Lakers forward Kobe Bryant, who will play his 18th and final All-Star game before retiring after the 2015 and 2016 season. The Eastern Conference will have some star power too, as LeBron James of the Cleveland Cleveland Cavaliers, Cameron Anthony of the New York Yankees, and the Dwayne Wade of the Miami Heat. The U.S. Olympic Committee will hire two infection diseases specializes to advise potential Olympians worried about the Zika outbreak in Brazil. Scott Blackmon sent a letter to all potential American Olympians acknowledging the growing concern of the virus, and the athletes playing in Rio will have the summer to think about it, and they'll be the highest priority. The Golden State Warriors made a history last night with the 48th win of the season. Steph Curry had 26 points before sitting out the fourth quarter as the Golden State cruised to a 112-104 victory over Phoenix. The Warriors are now 48-4, the best record through 52 games in NBA history. Calgary's lineup will get a boost tonight when the Flames battled the San Jose Sharks. Johnny Gaudreau, Sean Monahan, and Lance Bowman are expected to back in the uniform after being healthy scratches on Tuesday for disciplinary reasons. Also, Winnipeg hosts the Boston Bruins. Colorado is in Ottawa. The Raptors let one slip away last night following the Timberwolves' 117-112. The Raiders still managed to clinch a second place in Empire B Junior C Hockey League standings. Napanee 22-12 and 448 points led the Jets by 6 points heading into the final week of the season. Cam Newton isn't apologizing for his behavior after the Super Bowl. The Panthers quarterback has been widely criticized for walking out of the news conference after Carolina's loss to the Bruins on Sunday. Newton only stayed for 3 minutes and answered questions with mostly one or two words response while sucking in his chair. The 26-year-old says he believes the situation is being overblown.
Well, I ain't got no more tears to cry. I mean, obviously, I had a lot of time to think about it, and I've seen so much, you know, blown out of proportion.
Professional wrestling star Daniel Bryan says his head is not okay after numerous concussions over his 16-year career on the mat. Bryan announced his retirement this week with words of warning that the head butts, closing lines, and body slams to the entertainment sport may be taking too high a toll. Reporter Jess Palmer has more.
The hashtag Thank You Daniel Bryan is filling up social media this morning after the WWE fan favorite announced that severe concussions are forcing him out of the ring. Now he wants to be a role model for others at risk.
Kobe Bryant did get a warm goodbye from basketball fans in Cleveland, but the LA Lakers lost to the Cavaliers 120-111. Bryant says he was looking forward to getting some much needed rest during the All-Star break.
Feel horrible, seriously. Like my ankles, knees, everything. Like the stretch couldn't come at a better time. Like it's my ankles hurt, my knees hurt. So I'm looking forward to like having a complete week where I just do nothing.
Dion Phaneuf made his debut with the Ottawa Senators, totaling nearly 22 minutes in a 3-1 loss in the Red Wings. The former Toronto Maple Leaf says he's happy to get his Sens career starting following Tuesday's trade.
The guys were unbelievable welcoming me to this team, and I can't thank them enough for the way that they welcomed me on a day that it's different, but I enjoyed every minute of it except the outcome. So tomorrow's a new day, and come back to work tomorrow.
Boston overcame two late games to defeat the LA Clippers 139-134 in overtime. Celtics guard Evan Turner says he's enjoyed the high quality game.
It was cool. I think it was basketball players making plays, you know, and keeping the game close, and it was just a fun game.
The league leading Washington Capitals on paper looked to be good to add their season points total with a win tonight. The Caps top all of the NHL with 82 points in the evening, are in Minneapolis to face with the Wild. Minnesota enters the game riding a 6-game losing streak with the losses in 11 of their past 12 games, including 6 straight at home. The Leafs begin a 6-game homestand tonight with a game against Edmonton. Toronto has gone 3-9-2 in its last 14 games. The rest of the schedule has the Philadelphia, the Avalanche in Ottawa, the Boston and Winnipeg, and the San Jose home to Calgary. Send us your team or legal scores at email qnetnews@gmail.com. Now for the forecast in Belleville, it's 12-19, minus 17 with a wind chill of minus 28. Environment Canada says light winds combined with the frigid temperatures will produce extreme wind chill value near minus 45 into today. An extreme cold weather alert has been issued because of the forecast wind chill creating a risk of health concerns such as frostbite and hypothermia. The high will be minus 11, clear tonight with a low of minus 14. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. And remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Selena Steele-Klo, news on 91X next at 1 o'clock.
This is 91X. CJLX 91.